This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. India and Mauritius elevated their ties to an enhanced strategic partnership and inked 8 pacts to boost cooperation in several sectors, including maritime security, and promote trade in local currencies. The decision was taken during delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam at Port Louis. Following the talks, Mr. Modi announced India's new vision for the Global South, naming it Mahasagar or Mutual and Holistic Advancement for Security and Growth Across Regions. In the meeting, Modi reiterated India's continued support and assistance to Mauritius in strengthening its defence and security needs, given the shared objectives of the two nations in the region.
भारत और मॉरिशस का संबंध केवल हिंद महासागर से ही नहीं बल्कि हमारी साझी सांस्कृतिक परंपराओं और मूल्यों से भी जुड़ा है हम आर्थिक और सामाजिक प्रगति की राह पर एक दूसरे के साथी हैं प्राकृतिक आपदा हो या कोविड विपदा हमने हमेशा एक दूसरे का साथ दिया है रक्षा हो या शिक्षा स्वास्थ्य हो या स्पेस हम हर क्षेत्र में कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चल रहे हैं
On the second and final day of his two-day trip to Mauritius, the Prime Minister attended the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as a chief guest at Champ de Mars. During the ceremony, the President of Mauritius, Dharambir Gokhul, conferred the Grand Commander of the Order of the Star and Key of the Indian Ocean on Mr. Modi for his stellar contribution to the India-Mauritius partnership. Prime Minister Modi is the first Indian to receive Mauritius' highest civilian award. The PM has since left for home after successfully concluding his two-day state visit to Mauritius. Meanwhile, Prime Minister has arrived in New Delhi after concluding his historic and fruitful two-day visit to Mauritius. The Parliament has passed the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024 with the Lok Sabha approving it. The bill seeks to amend the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Act 1948. It expands the definition of mineral oils, which include naturally occurring hydrocarbon, coal bed methane, and shale gas. The legislation clarifies that coal and lignite or helium will not be included in mineral oils. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri said, India at present imports from 40 countries. Mr. Puri said, India does not distinguish between the sources of supply, provided the supplying countries are able to deliver at India's port of importation at a reasonable price. Meanwhile, both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till Monday. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha will not sit today and day after on account of Holi. Defence Ministry has said Aeronautical Development Agency, ADA, has successfully conducted test launch of homegrown Astra beyond visual range air-to-air missile from LCA-AF Mk-1 prototype fighter aircraft. The test launch was carried out yesterday off the coast of Chandipur, Odisha. The test firing successfully demonstrated the direct hit of the missile on flying target. Union Minister for IT and Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has extended a warm welcome to SpaceX Starlink as it prepares to enter the Indian market. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said it will be useful for remote area railway projects. In Pakistan, the standoff between the fighters of the Baloch Liberation Army and the Pakistani military after the massive attack on Jaffar Express passenger train in Bolan district has reportedly finally ended after more than 24 hours. Security sources confirmed that the military operation to neutralize the attackers and rescue the hostages has concluded and a clearance operation has been successfully conducted in which at least 346 hostages have been rescued and around 50 attackers neutralized. India has made a positive start to its campaign at the 12th Special Olympics World Winter 2025, bagging 4 medals, including 2 gold and as many silver, on the first day at Turin in Italy. The second phase of the 4-day 5th Khelo India Winter Games concluded yesterday at the picturesque Gulmarg in North Kashmir's Baramulla district. And that is the end of this news bulletin.